Are free bus passes for pensioners really under threat? The Regional Development Minister, Danny Kennedy, has said he faces a fight to get the £9 million of funding the scheme needs this year. The free public travel scheme applies to all over 60s here. But why should pensioners be getting free bus passes if they don't need the money? If they're loaded, if they're rich. Now, if they're not rich, if they're not loaded, if they haven't got a couple of quid, there are very few people saying that pensioners should not be helped. But what about those who have plenty of disposable income? Why does every pensioner in the country need a free bus pass? The Regional Development Minister, Danny Kennedy, with us this morning. How serious and how real is this threat, Minister? Or are you bluffing?
Morning, Stephen. Well, I think it's important that I give you some of the background to this. And the background is the concessionary fare scheme was introduced a number of years ago by a previous executive. It has widespread public support. It has widespread political support. It gives huge benefit, particularly to older people, to travel and to generate spend in terms of local economies and shops, etc. But there are lifestyle issues as well. I'm a huge supporter. My party is a huge supporter of the concessionary fare scheme, and I want it to remain. Now, it's currently funded and has always been funded centrally through the executive. In more recent years, we've had to wait for add-ins from the what's called the June monitoring calls of additional funding, whereby departments bid for additional money to fund particular schemes. My point of concern is that there seems to be some doubt in this June monitoring that the scheme will not be completely funded. That, I think, is a huge mistake. I put clearly on the line that I believe the concessionary fare scheme must and should continue to be funded by the executive to support an executive decision and to continue a very good scheme.
But give people a steer. How in jeopardy are these? How much in jeopardy are they?
You know, I have to be reasonably careful, Stephen. The discussions around June monitoring are not concluded, and it's important that I, as an executive minister, abide by the rules by which we are bound. There are some indications, however, that other departments will be protected with additional monies being given to them, both in terms of either health or education. I'm simply saying the executive must and should and has a duty to protect the concessionary fare scheme.
Yeah, Sinn Féin have said that you're talking out of both sides of your mouth in this one. Clearly there are financial pressures, says Dahi Mackay, particularly in the areas of health and education. There's also continuing costs to the Department of Justice on policing, the camp at Tredell. The DRD minister should call for an end to this camp, which has cost more than £10 million to police. More money is required for the transport scheme. Danny Kennedy can't talk out of both sides of his mouth, backing vicious welfare cuts on the one hand while lamenting their impact on the other, he says.
I think that completely ignores the point that I'm making. And the point that I'm making is concessionary fare scheme is an executive funded scheme with executive support, with political support. It's more than a DRD scheme. It's more than an Ulster Unionist Party scheme, although we give full support to it. It is an executive funded scheme, and it should remain so. Red herrings about other issues, frankly, other people need to get their act together and apply themselves, because this is an important issue in its own right.
And if you don't get the money, what happens?
Well, I'm not going to predict outcomes at this stage. I'm simply saying that what is very important to me as minister, what is very important to my party, is that the funding for the concessionary fare scheme is maintained, and that this scheme can continue as it does, works very successfully, gives people the opportunity to travel, particularly older people. And it also gives huge benefit, I believe, to people, local economies, because of the travelling habits.
If you don't get the money, or will pensioners lose their free bus passes? You've got to call this one way or the other.
We're not at that stage yet, Stephen. I'm simply saying that I believe, on a point of principle, that the executive should continue to fund this scheme. I'm battling hard to ensure that it will. I'm arguing my case strongly, and I will continue to do that.
You're not really arguing it strongly, because you're not actually saying if you don't get the money, they'll be under threat.
Well, as I say, some of these discussions are ongoing. They are not yet concluded, but I'm simply indicating and highlighting a concern that I have that at this point, the battle is not yet won. We're not over the line on it. And I think those who support the concessionary fare scheme, those who have given political support and who have lauded it in public statements on the floor of the Assembly, all political parties claiming credit for it and wanting it to continue, let's see the colour of their money, let's see their commitment to this scheme, and let's see that this scheme is properly funded.
Would it not be right, though, to put health and education before giving pensioners who can afford the bus passes a free ride?
Well, Stephen, health is important. Education is important. And I concede all of that. And there are issues around welfare reform that are important. It's important that we should continue to provide a safety net for those caught in that poverty trap. But I'm also saying that this is a hugely popular and well-organised scheme that gives benefit to the entire community, that people recognise, and I think that we want to see continue. And that's my priority as DRD Minister.
Tell me this, Danny Kennedy, just as an aside, obviously we're expecting some type of announcement today on what this graduated response will be. Are you optimistic that whatever the announcement is later today, that it will be able to be pulled off peacefully?
My understanding is an announcement is due later today, and that will contain advice and guidance both from the Orange Order and the Unionist political groupings and parties. I'm going to await the outcome of that. I'm not going to preempt it.
You know what it is, don't you?
But I do say is that at all times, the entire Orange and Unionist political leadership have been absolutely clear that all protests must be lawful and everything must be kept.
Well, your party leader is against street protests, isn't he? Because he said so on this show. So you can tell us right now, street protests are off the agenda.
What I'm absolutely clear is that the combined Unionist and Orange leadership have been insistent on the principle of that everything be peaceful and lawful, and we need to continue to abide by those principles.
Okay, Danny, thank you very much. Morning to you. 0845 955 678. Here's John on the line. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, John.
See, Stephen, I'm very concerned at the remarks that the free travel scheme could be under threat. And I know that Danny Kennedy's in a very difficult position, and I know he's a good minister who very much believes in it. However, there are aspects about this free travel scheme that are not just of benefit to pensioners. If the money was not paid through the tickets that the pensioners buy, we actually buy free tickets, TransLink then return that money for reimbursement. If that were not paid, subsidies would still have to be paid to TransLink, but nobody would benefit. The fact that pensioners are travelling keeps the service going for other people in many areas. I'm quite often on the train, and there are an awful lot of pensioners there, but the trains are running and other people are on them as well. So subsidies would still have to be paid. It's a very good scheme. Also, a lot of pensioners could not get out and about if it were not for the scheme.
But it's not just pensioners, is it? It's all over 60s, John. That's the point.
It is. Yeah, that's right. I benefited greatly when I was between 60 and when I retired at 66. But I did feel it was wrong that I should have had it when I was still actually working. I really think that one way, if money had to be saved, is it could be restricted to those who actually are on the pension at 65. I also felt guilty if, on the rare occasion that I was on a rush hour train with my free travel, when there are people who have been working all day long and paying a fare. But that's sort of nibbling at the edges. The essence of the scheme is very important. And actually, when the costs are analysed, it probably doesn't cost the overall economy that much, because as Danny Kennedy said, it brings benefit with people travelling, spending elsewhere, moving around and helping the retail economy.
Let's bring Bill Jeffrey into this discussion. What are your thoughts on this, Bill?
Stephen, this is another moment of incandescence. listening to the minister, I have him summed up as it sounds like a party political kite flyer. John is putting a reasonable argument, but there has to be passion about this. Look, there's a small percentage of people who may well afford passes. They can be dealt with through means testing and through maybe putting the limit back up to 65 again. But this, look, if the executive political parties had blown this one before the local government elections, there isn't one of them that would have had a councillor in, and they will pay for it when it comes to Westminster and the Assembly in 2 years' time. Look, let me tell you, the financial and business implications of the loss of this will be tragic. It will cripple public transport, and I know what John said. It will affect town centre footfall. It will affect journeys, short journeys to health centres, doctors, hospitals, the post office, banks, dentists, opticians, and even supermarket shopping. Older people who depend on this because, look, penury is fast becoming the new reality for those people on benefits and pensioners. The 80% of people who are finding it increasingly hard to live every single day. Petrol is going up again. Food prices are not coming down. Look, there will be no betterment for most of us in the next 20 years. And this would be an argument for joining a revolution, becoming a socialist or something like that there. And those are not my leanings. But this is unfair. It's unreasonable. It's unjust. It's probably unconstitutional too. And so to those pensioners who
I don't know, they're out golfing, they're driving in their Mercedes, they're going on 3 and 4 holidays a year, and they're taking a free bus pass, what do you say to them?
I say, stop it. You're leeching needed.
Leeching?
Yes, they're almost stealing money out of the economy, so they are. But look, you can stop them by means testing it. If they means test a pensioner, they're going to pass with flying colours.
Evan Baxter's with us, member of the Age Sector Platform, stealing, he says, Ivan.
No. I'm saying that the super rich, the golfers, and those who are still have plenty of money.
Could I just come in there? By and large, people who... you have to apply for the travel pass. And by and large, people who are reasonably well off don't apply for it. People who are reasonably well off stick to their present arrangements. They drive their cars and so on. So, as the gentleman earlier said there, you're simply working around the edges. Means testing would be a complete waste of time. There are very, very few pensioners that are getting this bus pass that are in the super rich category.
I agree.
It's one of these myths. If you keep saying it often enough that there are a lot of rich pensioners on bus passes, then people begin to believe it. And it simply isn't true. There, in the whole of the United Kingdom, only 3% of pensioners pay the higher rate of tax. The vast majority of them live in London and the home counties. You know, we are, as the lady said earlier, we are a low-wage economy in Northern Ireland, and means testing would be an utter, complete waste of time. And the administrative cost of doing it would negate any savings that ever came out of it.
If the minister wants to get some money back from the free bus passes, why did Translink not get their finger out and sell the back of the bus ticket for advertising? If it's such, you know, they could do that. They haven't tried that.
Well,
that would give somebody a job.
But do you still think there should be free bus passes for all, Ivan?
For all who?
For all pensioners.
All pensioners. Of course I do. Yes, of course I do. I think the present scheme should be retained, and the talk about reducing it in any way, I think, is just a bit of a disaster. Older people would be, you know, there are all these wider implications, but the fact that older people have a bus pass, it's one of the best things that has been introduced since really the introduction of the state pension and the National Health Services. One of these very, very good schemes that would be missed very, very badly indeed. It helps to combat loneliness, it helps to combat depression and boredom, it facilitates socialising, it encourages older people to go out and visit other places and get exercise, it helps with family life. I mean,
But there's nobody saying pensioners shouldn't travel. There's no one, Ivan, saying pensioners shouldn't travel. The question is, who should pay for it?
Well, This scheme was the case for the bus pass scheme was proved years ago in a very detailed cost benefit analysis. The country as a rule, in general terms, benefits from all of these. For example, older people are in a healthier state and they're not using up the National Health Service facilities. This all comes back. They're able to volunteer, and the volunteering benefits the community at large. You know, the benefits certainly outweigh the minimal cost of £9 million a year.
Okay, here's Joan on the line. Morning, Joan, what do you think?
Hello. I'm just fed up listening to ministers. As soon as anything happens, the voters get it every time. Go and do without a bus pass. Do without this, do without that. I'm fed up listening to their voters getting it going over.
Well, here's the bottom line. There is a finite amount of money in the pot for Stormont. So some difficult decisions need to be made, Joan. And no matter which political side you take, if you look at the Sinn Féin position in terms of the welfare cuts, they are standing up against the welfare cuts that the Tory government want to implement. The DUP say they've got concessions, but they now support whatever position that the Tories are now taking, the final position on what should come to Northern Ireland. So there would be cuts to the welfare there. There would be less money for welfare. But if you don't do that, and if you stand by the DUP and you support their position, then Northern Ireland is being fined. What does that mean? Less money for the block grant. What does that mean? That means less money for all of these different services in Northern Ireland.
Well,
so take
I
your
think
pick.
If all politicians that get together, but the DUP won't get together with anybody. They'll go over and chat to the Prime Minister, sit and have tea with him, and we don't know what they're telling each other. And while that's happening, we are all going downhill here. This place is just a mess. And as soon as anything happens, oh, take the bus pass of a poor old lady. The most ones I see, I do home help, when they get a bus pass, they go places that they would not have gone.
Well, here's Michael. What do you think, Michael?
They go off on a bus.
Stephen, I think there's misunderstanding here. I think what the minister is saying is, when you retire at 65, 66, you're entitled to a bus pass.
But you see, the point is it's not just 65, it's over 60.
The point is it's between 60 and 65 that they give the bus pass to. Now, you can have a situation where you have a man and wife, 158 and 161, living in Ballymena and working, say, for instance, in the passport office in Belfast or in the City Hall. The both of them are drawing their salaries every week and they're riding up and down from Ballymena to Belfast. One travels free and the other one pays. Now, I don't think that's fair in any society at all.
What do you think would be fair?
Well, I think, I don't understand why they brought about free travel for people between 60 and retirement age. I think when people retire and start drawing their pension, then should possibly get free transport. But if you're still working, I think it's wrong that you should be in receipt of a pass to take you back and forth to work. I mean, why start at 60? Why not start at 48? Why not start when you start working at all, give you a free pass? You know? Where's the logic in it?
Here's Breeze next. Morning, Breeze.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Breeze.
I decided I would text the programme this morning because I'm so annoyed by this conversation. I have paid tax and national insurance since the age of 25. I have paid for my free bus pass over the last 40 years or whatever it is. I have also paid into the welfare, the national welfare system for people who never worked, who could never work, who for whatever reason never earned the same amount as I have. That's called the welfare state. I have willingly contributed to it. I find the meanness of people towards their neighbours ridiculous.
It's not about meanness, is it?
I also think that this is part of this graduated response, this wind-up of the political situation, and the most vulnerable in society are being used as part of this wind-up. And we know the nature and the morals and the ethics of a society by the way it treats its most vulnerable. This is depressing beyond speaking.
But that's the very point, isn't it? Is a pensioner who has very little disposable income, who cannot travel with their friends, who cannot travel on their own, they are vulnerable in most people's books, right? But is an over 60-year-old who might have a couple of hundred grand in the bank, who might be absolutely loaded, they're not vulnerable, so why are we paying for them? Why are we handing them a freebie?
I would really love to know who would define the criteria for vulnerability. This is the reason why we have never means tested anything in the welfare state. I have been lucky in that I have lived my life in the golden years of the welfare state with free dentistry, free national health at the point of delivery, and the so-called free. They're not free. We pay for them through the national insurance. So when I pay my national insurance stamp, I build up resources for my old age. And please bear in mind, I'm 65 this year.
But Breece, we make decisions.
I'm still working and I want to continue.
But Breece, we make decisions in society all the time in terms of we assess people all the time in terms of their ability to pay. We do that all the time in terms of qualification for benefits, in terms of all different things that the state hands
out.
So why should pensioners have a freebie across the board?
We pay into a welfare system.
But
we
that
all
welfare
pay
system.
Into a welfare system. I willingly pay my taxes into the welfare system to ensure that people who need support get it. And also, on the basis of, God forbid, the time ever came when I would need support, that I would get it. That's called looking after each other. That's called a welfare system.
But that welfare system cannot continue, Breece. That welfare system cannot continue to just hand money out to absolutely everybody because it's stretched. You've got to listen to me a little bit. The times are changing in that we're all...
Stephen, with all due respect, the argument that you're putting right now,
well, you're not listening. Letting me make the argument to you. The argument is this. We're growing older as a population. There are more of us getting older. There are more of us living longer. Therefore, the old model where the system was able to sustain and pay for everybody cannot be sustained. That's why there have been pension changes. That's why there may be welfare changes.
You know, Stephen, if the welfare system needs more financing, then tax the rich, tax the bankers, tax the corporation, tax the people who take most out of the system so they put more back into the system to take care of the people who are most vulnerable.